When your furnace quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win a BBB Torch Award for ethics and be recognized as Lennox's Partner of the Year in 2024. So call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Moncrief on News Talk.
You've had no doubt had the experience of being in a supermarket, a supermarket checkout, where a young person offers to fill your bag in return for a donation to charity, which is lovely, except that when you get home, you find that the bread is at the bottom of the bag. It's absolutely flattened and squashed into a tub of raspberries. Should people be given lessons in this kind of thing? The home economist and lecturer Agnes Boucher-Hayes is the woman to ask. Agnes, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Do you have a system?
I do, Sean. But I think first and foremost, it's about being practical. It's not about like being, you know, dogmatic in my perspective when it comes to packing my shopping. And it's more about being practical. So, you know, if you just think about it practically, I like to write a list because it keeps me on the straight and narrow when I'm going around. And at this stage, I think I nearly know my list off by heart. So I know my route around the shop, so it becomes quite familiar to the point that if I move supermarket, I nearly become, I become a bit of an idiot walking around the place because I don't know what I'm looking for. However, if you have a list, that's a good place to start. And then the second thing you do is, as you go, organize your trolley. So you would keep your, if you'd firelighted, you obviously keep that away from food. You keep raw food away from cooked food. Just different points in the trolley. You keep your coleslaw away from your fish. Those kind of things. You know, dry, if you have cans, you wouldn't put a can on top of your tulip. You know, it's practical things like that that you do as you would go around. So that when you get to the finish and when you get to the till into the checkout, you also have an opportunity to organize your products as they go through. And the scanner starts and then the games begin.
Right. Okay. So,
into the bag. So
even in the relatively short space of time that things are in the trolley, you're dividing things up in the way you divide them up in the fridge and that kind of thing. Is there a risk of contamination even for that relatively small period of time?
Well, I just wouldn't want, if I happen to get prawns, I don't want them dripping down on top of, maybe I had a sandwich or a piece of hot meat or, you know, something from the hot counter in there. So I just keep them separated. It just makes it easier to organise. So I keep all the cold things in one area because, you know, just it holds the temperature as well, if nothing else.
Yeah.
And I don't want to mess around with that. It's my practical way of doing it. I wouldn't put like a tin of beetroot on top of a portion of coleslaw because, you know, that would actually, then it would get smashed and then the mayonnaise will come out the side of the coleslaw. Those kind of just practical things. So yeah, I would kind of segregate my shopping as I go. I'd make sure the lettuce isn't covered over or getting whacked as every time I moved or put something into the trolley, and make sure the fruit and vegetables are maybe to one spot so you don't have the bread on top of the raspberries, you know.
Yeah.
You're not making pan perdue before you go home, you know.
So when you get to the checkout, because a lot of it's what goes on the conveyor belt first. Which quadrant do you pick from first to go on the conveyor belt?
The way I have it set up is I'd have the things that I want to go on first at the top of the trolley, so it's easier to get at them. So I would have like the harder and the heavier things would go first, like beans, jars, cans, grains, things like that, things that are bulky that I can actually pad out the sides maybe with. So, you know, cans, if I was getting soft drinks or something like that, they would go in the bottom as well. So then I've got a nice, strong, firm base. And on top of that then, like, you know, then I'd put in the eggs, maybe the coleslaw, and I'd put lighter things or any of the salad-y bits. And then on top of that, I'd put the bread. Remember, the bread is the last thing to put.
Oh, yeah.
In our house, it was just, you know, that was one of the things that you get, like, admonished for, was, like, you squash the bread. Don't squash the bread.
That's criminal.
It's criminal act.
So yeah, absolutely. And for things that are normally vertical, like, you know, milk cartons and you know, there might be a bottle of wine there. Do you try to arrange them so they are still vertical in the bag?
Yeah, I would. I'd put like the orange juice or the bottle of water or the bottle of wine at one side. Maybe try to distribute the weight because you don't want it to be too heavy either.
Mm.
You don't want to be killing yourself trying to lug it out of the trolley and then into the car or whatever, or lug it home. So I'd also wouldn't overfill bags. Because things can fall out and things can get broken very easily. And if you don't secure things such as bottles of wine, they can slide off the top of the shopping. And then sure, there's tears.
Yeah, true for you. Agnes, thanks. Agnes, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Agnes Boucher Hayes there, the home economist and lecturer. One texter says, when I was growing up, my parents had a supermarket. So we all learn to pack bags correctly. I hate when children bag pack for charity in a supermarket. I always give them money once they don't pack my bag. I must admit, that's exactly what I do too.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.